Hello and welcome everyone. I am Krishnita, a third year student pursuing BArch program at the School of Planning, Architecture and Design Excellence at Hindustan University. Are you a person struggling to make meaningful connections with your parents? Are you facing difficulty catching up with people younger to you? Then this is for you. I am here today with an interesting and relatable topic, bridging young minds and old souls. Now before moving into the topic, I want to ask you all a question. Have you ever heard the word boomer? We use it often nowadays, right? We use it to describe a person who acts or talks mature to his or her age. But guess what? The word boomer or baby boomer is a technical term which is used to describe a person born between the years 1946 and 1964. It is a period immediately after the Second World War when the world witnessed a temporary increase in the birth rate. It makes most of our grandparents boomers, right? I bet you have heard something like this before. Children now love luxury, they have bad manners, they show disrespect to elders, they love gossip, they do not indulge in any activity passionately, right? Our elders would not stop complaining about us. Well, guess what? This was told by Socrates in 400 BC, which is 2400 years back. So the generation gap is nothing new. And it is surprising to know how consistent their opinions were for 1000 years. Have you ever had the feeling that people older than you are hard to understand? And you find it easier to connect with people closer to your age? You can probably thank the generation gap for all of these feelings. As generation gap is nothing but differences in actions, beliefs and interests that exist between individuals of different generations. There has always been a generation gap in the society. In the 1800s, developments in the society were slow. As a result, two or three generations lived similar lifestyles. For example, your great-grandparents, your grandparents and your immediate parents would have lived a similar lifestyle. However, what we face today is a generation break due to the technological and social advancements that have taken place in the 20th and 21st century, making them drastically different from each other. There are currently six generations existing together in the society. The greatest generation, the silent generation, the baby boomers, Generation X, Generation Y and Generation Z. We come under the category Generation Z, born between the years 1995 and 2012. When was the last time you finished a crossword puzzle in the newspaper? Or when was the last time you listened to a radio? Or when was the last time you wrote to somebody? Leave the OD letters or leave letters we write. When was the last time you wrote to your loved ones or your friend? It's pretty long back, right? But in the olden movies or the stories from the childhood of your parents, you would have observed them indulge in those activities. What has changed? Why have we stopped? Because there has been an unprecedented leap in the society we have created in the last 30 years, never seen before in human history. This divides the people living today into two major groups, the digital immigrants and the digital natives. You might wonder, who are these people? Digital immigrants are the people like our parents who were born waiting for the web and spent a lot of their time without the virtual environment. On the other hand, digital natives are people like us, young adults and teenagers born with those virtual environments, and adapting to it is easy and natural. Since the nation is becoming fully digitalized, it is harder for older generations to adapt to it. At least, not as fast as we could. We have never lived in an age without the internet. So we have been conditioned to spend most of our time in it. As a result, we have distanced ourselves from our family and friends. Our parents would not use Snapchat or Instagram while they're at work. But we, on the other hand, use it regularly. Are you getting the difference in lifestyle between the consecutive generations? Language differences also occur today. The words or phrases like slay, giving, TBH does not make sense to them. All these are again due to the generation gap. So think of it. How many of you open up to your parents about your feelings or other sensitive topics? We share way more with our siblings or friends than what we share with our parents, even if we have a greater relationship with them. This often leads to disagreement with them over massive things and even petty things. So what is the solution? How do we bridge this huge gap between generations? The first thing we need to focus on is to break the mistrust and stereotypical views placed between the generations. Educate older people about the latest trends, innovations, and developments to make them feel included. Let's face it, the older people have lived longer than us, and they have been where we are now at some point in their life. We have not been in their shoes yet. So, understanding, empathizing, and caring for them is the best that we can do. So the next time, whenever you see an elderly person struggling to use an app or struggling to make a payment while standing at the queue in a store, wait for them to figure it out or teach them how to use it. We need to understand the fact that we live in a world not built of our own, but we live in a world that has been given to us. The society is a coherent place where all the people of various generations coexist as individuals. So, communication and understanding are the keys to breaking through the differences posed by various generations. We need to listen to the issues of both the young and the old, so it helps us bridge the gap that we have created with age and make this society a happy and a harmonious place to live in. Thank you.